I have a lot of guilt for a hard decision I had to make this weekend. Here's what happened.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I have some friend guilt, especially with this weekend. Yeah. So this weekend I ended up going out towards New Lenox to see a friend that was in from out of town. But I don't have a lot of time in general. So usually I have to decide if I do have free time, who am I going to see? Am I going to see like my cousin who lives pretty close that I'm really close with her and see her daughter, or like my best friend that I grew up with who's local like in Palatine? Or like this weekend I also had a friend that one of my closest friends who lives out of town came back home for the weekend. And so I have a lot of guilt because I don't see everybody and I have to pick and choose who I'm going to see. And I don't know how to choose half the time. And then if I post something on Instagram, I'm like, oh, now they're going to see that I decided them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally get it. Yep. I always get those texts. Why wasn't I invited? It looks like fun.
Yeah. And that, I'm lucky they don't do that to me, at least the text message, because that's super passive aggressive and your friends are terrible for doing that to you. But I do feel guilty. Do you have like a system? Do you have a rotation? Is there a way to fix this? Or are we just all in the same boat here? That
Well, I mean, lucky for me, a lot of my friends are either parents now or nurses. So they have hectic schedules too. Mm. So a lot of times it's just who's available. I usually take the easy way out and say, hey, are you free? Sometimes when I know they're not free.
Yeah, so I was just going to say like that you're off the hook. I tried.
Yeah, that's it.
I will say the other problem I have, so my son, I was like the first one of any of my friend groups to have a kid. So my son is much older than a lot of my friends or family members' kids. So if I go hang out and go see my friends the weekend that my son's with us, he's really bored because he's like, I'm a teenager. I don't want to hang out with these 10-year-olds, you know?
Oh, yeah. So that's tough, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to balance all of that. Nicole, life is hard.
I get you.
I'm curious if anyone else deals with that and how you deal with it. How do you decide when you have a limited amount of time, who of your friends do you go see? Or even if you don't have a solution, you're just like, hey, Scotty, I do this too. Because I feel really guilty that I don't get to see everybody. And sometimes for long periods of time. 312-946-4995. You heard that, Nancy, right?
Yeah. I'm actually a homebody.
Okay.
But I have one of my friends. He's got like hundreds of friends. And he'll just invite everybody out to the same thing.
Oh, that seems like a lot.
So we'll have different groups coming out for like dinner.
Gotcha. So his solution is to just get everybody into the same place.
Yep. And then eventually they all become friends. So it works out for him.
Yeah. I don't think that would work for me. Because you know what's interesting? I think about the different people that I'm talking about. They all do their own thing. So it's kind of like I have to go do what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I can't.
Yeah, I get it.
Then I would be inviting other people to their thing. You know what I mean?
Yep, I get it. But I'm a homebody, so.
Being social is hard.
It is.
How do adults have friends? That's my question.
I have no idea.
We still have nothing, but at least we're not alone. We're together in this.
Yes, well, good luck.
That was the point of this. I feel like we're all in the same boat here, right?
Yep.